We'll bring the rain report full circle in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. From the toasty confines of the Mid-South Rain Studio, I'm Will Rogers, K5WLR, with the June 17th rain report.
We're so connected nowadays, everyone is disconnected. And to build a rapport and to be able to share a conversation with someone or to be able to build into a relationship with someone, they can smell it a mile away if it's fake, and they'll know. And it stands a chance to turn them off instead of bringing them in.
That's Cale Nelson, K4CDN, a rural Carolina ham in his mid-40s who produces a ham radio-oriented podcast from the comfort, surroundings at least, of his horse barn, accompanied occasionally by a barnyard rooster outside. On June 17, 2014, Cale began producing Ham Radio 360, an hour-long podcast that has now passed the three-year mark.
Ham Radio 360 actually started out as a kind of an inside joke on an amateur radio forum that I participate in, actually the guys who encouraged me to get my license. So although we all hide behind an avatar there on the show, I thought that even behind our avatars, we could kind of get a feel for this guy likes to go out and do portable operations. This guy's into MCOM. And I wanted to be able to connect with those guys just because they'd given so much to me. I'd come out of 10 years in non-commercial FM Christian radio, and I had been out for a little while and missed being behind a microphone. So I thought, you know, that'd be a good chance to get back behind the mic, make some friends, keep the skills honed, if you will, and to connect with the buddies that I had made online. You know, I'm a stay-at-home dad, so there's not a whole lot of hanging out time for Cale. About four shows in, the guys from that particular forum began letting me know that, hey, this is too good for just us. This is a lot bigger than you think it is. This is going to be more than you think it was supposed to be. And actually, it did turn into something that we, myself and Jeremy and George, the fellows who helped me, it grew into something that none of us ever anticipated. After 50 or so episodes, we came up with an idea to rebrand. It had a really hokey name that was a deep inside joke from this internet forum. And it was hard to explain the name and how it related to amateur radio because it didn't. It related to that amateur radio forum. So we had to sit down and think, and 360 hit me because I wanted to address the hobby in every direction. And it became Ham Radio 360 on our 50th show. And about 2 or 3 weeks later was Hamvention, the first time I got to go. And at the same time, Ellicraft and Eric released the KX2. Eric was gracious enough to sit down with KJ6VU, my buddy George, to get an interview straight off the fanfare there at the 4 days in May in Dayton. And our numbers just went crazy. Subscribers went through the roof. And from that point till today, we've organically grown probably 5 to 7 times what we were this time last year.
Why do you think it has grown so well? You are one of half a dozen ham radio podcasts today.
Yeah. And you know, I think that we're all of us who are out here creating content are seeing a surge. Why has our show grown? I really don't know. And I'm like I've told you earlier, I'm a really transparent, humble guy. I like to think that we're doing what the listeners are wanting us to do, attacking the subjects and bringing up the guests that they want to hear. But at the same time, I try not to put Cale too much into it and just think that it's our time. We're enjoying the opportunities we have. We've been given some great opportunities to participate with folks like Ellicraft and Main Trading Company down in Paris, Texas. But I look around, and like you said, there's a good half dozen of us. And it seems to me that we're all kind of talking to the same audience, where there may be a couple thousand over here more than someone else, and they may have a couple of thousand that someone else doesn't have. And that's probably directly related to the host and their personality. But I still think, and this is just Kel's opinion, I don't know this from anybody else, I still think we're missing a very large segment of listeners or people who could be listening, potentials, I guess, and I haven't figured out how to get them yet. And I really want to, because I really like connecting in this fashion with other folks in the amateur radio hobby. And I think there's a disconnect with the ages. In amateur radio right now, we have a lot of OMs, you know, a lot of old guys who are 65 plus years old. I'm 43. There's a good handful of us, and then there's some behind us coming in as well. And I think that past the Chinese handy talkies are bad or the no-code general guys, those arguments, when you remove those, I think that we have a societal separation between the older guys and people my age and younger. And people my age and younger, you know, are quicker to embrace the newer technologies. The older guys are maybe they're taking in some technology, but they may not be aware, and I've seen this firsthand, they may not be aware that they can use the smartphone to listen to programs like mine and yours through podcast players. A lot of them tell me they don't even know what a podcast is. So then, you know, we become podcast ambassadors, sharing our content and others as well to kind of inform people that, hey, we're out here creating this stuff for you every week, every other week, once a month or whatnot to enhance your hobby. And that's what I found. I found a lot of guys who aren't even plugged in, don't even know what a podcast is. And I see a lot of people my age and younger who are digging it, who are loving it. And you really can't give them enough. They enjoy it so much.
You're listening to a conversation with Cale Nelson, K4CDN, the ham behind the Ham Radio 360 podcast. We'll resume Hap Holly KC9RP Skype dialogue with Cale in a moment. The Rain Report is available to listen to or to download from therainreport.com, on Twitter at The Rain Report, and somewhere immersed in iTunes. We'll be right back.
You're listening to The Rain Report from www.therainreport.com.
You do your podcast live, or do you interview someone and then edit it down?
Well, I interview someone. I don't do a lot of editing, to be very honest with you. I'm just not real big on editing. I like being real. And I think a genuine conversation between two people, whether someone slips. Now, if someone says something completely off base or they ask me to take something out, I'll do that. Or if we have down here in the South, we've got some sinus stuff going on. So the other day I had a sneeze in the middle of a conversation I had to take out. But primarily, we record the calls, and for two reasons, as a matter of fact. I live way out in the country, and I have no broadband internet connection that most people would consider having in their house. You know, right now I'm talking to you through the hotspot on my 4G LTE cell phone. So I don't have a wired internet connection. That limits me to a certain amount of bandwidth every month, which prevents me from doing a lot of live things. So although I do the calls live and record them, I then take them in, clean them up if I have to, split them up between the breaks in my show, and then post-produce the program with the Audacity program, do some leveling, and then put the program up together. So we've done one live program. Matter of fact, it was our show 50. I went to my wife's hair salon in town where we've got just a wonderful charter internet connection, and we did what was at that time called a blab. And it was a really neat interface that they, for some reason, quit allowing people to use. But we were able to bring listeners in and have them interviewed on the show live as we recorded it, video and audio. It was really cool. Unfortunately, that went away. But that's the only live program we've ever done.
I've noticed in recent years, some of my editing has been too severe. I do like to make folks sound better than they did in the conversation. I.e. getting rid of the ums and the you knows and long pauses and what have you. But I sometimes wonder if that maybe is a detriment to what my listeners are hearing on the other end, or if they find that guy speaks so well, I can never do that, you know, that sort of thing.
I don't want to say that it's on purpose. I'm kind of lazy when it comes to that. But honestly, as I sit down and listen to these programs, I really want the listener to feel like they're on the call or they're at the table with myself and the guest. And, you know, I'm on a lot of podcasting forums, and I recently attended a podcasting big event down in Florida. And there were a lot of people there that were concerned about room noise and ambient noise and traffic as it passed down the road. I'm sitting in my barn. I'm in an old horse barn right now. Yesterday morning, I did a podcast interview, and in the background, I'm sure we heard my rooster crow a couple of times. And the reality is, we all live in the same real world. you know, and all the time we have noises going on around us, and I'm not going to say the right thing every time, and I'm going to stumble, and I'm going to say and but and and all these things, but I think that there's enough grace in people to give you a break when it comes to that. Now, I will say that on another show, I had a gentleman who was a terrible ummer. It was and I did go in and take some of those out, like you said, to make the call sound more coherent. But at the same time, I don't spend a lot of time with that because I want it to be as real and transparent. I love that word because it's kind of like my hair is now gone and my scalp is all transparent for me now. But I just like being real. And I think that people connect with that, especially nowadays. We're so connected nowadays. Everyone is disconnected. And to build a rapport and to be able to share a conversation with someone or to be able to build into a relationship with someone, I think that they can smell it a mile away if it's fake, if it's overdone, and they'll know. And it stands a chance to turn them off instead of bringing them in.
I found that fascinating. You said that today we're so connected. But because we're so connected or disconnected.
In Kel's opinion, I'm not a psychiatrist. I'm just a stay-at-home dad with five kids who's run a hair salon for the last 17 years. And you see a lot of great examples of people being overly connected but completely disconnected from reality there, for sure. But it just seems to me that people are so hungry for genuine interaction, not a tweet, not a like, not a share, not a poke or whatever that is on Facebook. They just want people to sit down with them and be real. You know, I mean, even when you see kids nowadays going on dates, they sit down at the table. The first thing they do is get their phones out, and they don't even look at each other the entire time they're at dinner together. I don't know what the guy's paying for, honestly, but my wife would have taken the phone and thrown it out in the yard before that would have happened back when we were dating. But, you know, people just seem so hungry to me for genuine interaction. And that's one of the things that I really strive to do with the Ham Radio 360 show is to bring that genuine interaction. And if it's Kale sounding like this redneck Southern guy from South Carolina, well, so be it. I'm not going to change who I am. I just want to interact with people and meet them where they are because I'm going to accept them wherever they are. And I ask the same for them. And so far, it's working out great.